Welcome to Abide's Daily Christian Meditations. I'm Tyler Boss. Today's meditation is brought to you by our partners at Life Audio. If you go to lifeaudio.com, you will find dozens of other faith-centered podcasts in their network. They've got shows about prayer, Bible study, parenting, and more. Head over to lifeaudio.com now. And remember, you can have full access to our meditations commercial-free. Just text ABIDE to 22433. For 25% off. Now, receive his peace as we meditate and abide in Christ.
Welcome to this Abide Meditation. I'm Chloe Elmore. How do you view the Bible? Some see the Bible as nothing more than a set of rules, a book of do's and don'ts. Yet for many believers, the Bible is a love letter from God about relationship. What say you? Take a deep, steadying breath as you think about your answer. In the book of Genesis, we see how God established boundaries for Adam and Eve. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, "You may surely eat of every tree of the garden, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat. For in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die." As long as Adam and Eve respected and lived within God's boundaries, they had an abundant life and enjoyed God's intimate presence in their lives. It was God's way of protecting his children from their own actions and the snares of the enemy. How do you feel about the boundaries God has set on your life? Guardrails on mountain roads, speed limits on highways, fences around pools. All are for our safety. We know these first boundaries established in creation weren't honored. As soon as Adam and Eve violated the boundary, the world they lived in was cursed. They were driven out of the garden and death entered the world. That was a huge price. Let's pray. Loving God, I come to you today and present my life before you, past, present, and future. I want to live for you. I want to live in the safety of your love. Thank you for the boundaries you've set for my protection. Lord, set me free. Free from the hurt of others, but also free from my own sin and bondage in that sin. Give me strength and courage to stay within your limits. I know they're for my good. In Jesus' name, amen. Go before God now. Allow any tension in your body to melt away. Breathe in the wonderful gift of God's creation. Exhale the attraction of going against God's ways. Where have you seen a rebellious spirit in yourself? Talk to God about your struggle to stay within his limits. Let his love and mercy cover you. He understands, and his love endures forever. as a loving parent does not let their young child dash out into a busy street, so God takes care of you in a world that he knows has wandered far from him. Embrace his limits and let him flood you with joy. Now listen to Genesis 2, 16 and 17 in the English Standard Version. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, "You may surely eat of every tree in the garden, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die." Listen again to Genesis 2, 16 and 17. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, "You may surely eat of every tree of the garden, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die." What did you hear? We know from Scripture that Eve ate from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, breaking intimacy with God. It was a difficult lesson. What consequences of your behavior has God allowed you to experience with the desire that you would change? Listen to Genesis 2, 16 and 17 again, this time in the New Living Translation. But the Lord God warned him, "You may freely eat of the fruit of every tree in the garden, except the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. If you eat its fruit, you are sure to die." You might not realize it, but you have probably set boundaries in your relationship with God. You have places that you have not allowed him to enter in your life, and he respects those boundaries. Be brutally honest. In what areas of your life are you saying no to God? Can you think of ways God has shown his deep love for you, even when you don't like what he's done or the boundaries that he's set? Talk with God about it. Now listen one last time to to Genesis 2, 16 and 17 in the Amplified Bible. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, "You may freely, unconditionally eat the fruit from every tree of the garden, but only from the tree of the knowledge, recognition, of good and evil you shall not eat. Otherwise, on the day that you eat from it, you shall most certainly die because of your disobedience." Consider Adam and Eve in that beautiful garden. They had everything they could ever want. There was beauty, there was intimacy with God, there was abundance. What made them rebel against the one boundary God had set? As you see the scene play out, the serpent deceiving Eve, the forbidden fruit being eaten, Adam joining in, how do the consequences of their sin, their broken communion with God, make you feel? The serpent's deception started with the words, "Did God actually say?" When have you experienced someone encouraging you to cross God's boundaries by questioning his word? First John 2:3 says, "And by this we know that we have come to know him, if we keep his commandments." God does not love us because we keep his commandments. In fact, Romans 5:8 tells us that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. But wanting to please him, wanting to stay within his boundaries, is an indication of our love for him. Consider a child who obeys a parent, not out of compulsion or fear of punishment, but because they love that parent. And even if they don't obey, they know they won't lose that parent's love, but something will be lost in the relationship. Consider what you lose in your relationship with God if you walk outside his safe boundaries. Lord, I know the importance of boundaries in some areas of life, like on the roads and near bodies of water. But there are times when I just don't want to do what you've asked me to do. Or, more often, I want to do what you've asked me not to. I need your help, Lord. I need the power of the Holy Spirit in my life. I know in my head that you don't make rules just because you don't want me to have any fun. Help my heart to catch up. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. May you see God as a good Father, not a controlling master. He has boundaries and limits, and they are part of his commitment to keep you safe. Until next time, may you abide in Christ.